Hey everyone, and welcome back. You know, we love to go deep on all things wellness, and today we're diving into a topic that I know a lot of you are interested in.
Yeah.
Plant-based supplements and weight loss.
Absolutely.
Big topic.
Huge.
And specifically, we're going to be taking a look at this product called T-Burn.
Okay.
Full transparency.
Yeah.
Our sources for this deep dive are going to be some marketing material from Great Health Report and then the T-Burn website itself.
Gotcha.
So we're going to get...
Definitely going to be a little advertorial.
Yeah, it's going to have that vibe, but, you know, we're here to kind of sift through that and see what's what.
Absolutely. We're going to look at the claims.
Yeah.
We're going to look at the ingredients and see if it's something that might be worth trying.
Exactly.
As part of your wellness journey.
Okay, so this Great Health Report excerpt.
Yeah.
It really lays it on thick, right?
It does.
It's talking about effortless weight loss, faster metabolism,
yeah.
Increased fat burning.
Oh, wow.
Even a stronger immune system. It's promising a lot.
It is a lot to promise. And you always have to keep in mind with any marketing material that it's designed to market the product. Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's definitely some appealing aspects to this idea. You know, a lot of people are looking for more natural ways to support their weight loss goals.
Right.
And the fact that it works with any tea you enjoy is also convenient.
Super convenient.
Right.
No need to overhaul your entire routine.
You got it.
Just sprinkle in this magic powder.
Exactly.
They also really emphasize how common it is to struggle with weight loss.
Yeah.
Right? They're kind of framing it as like, it's not your fault.
Right.
You probably have a slow metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And they even throw out this statistic. Up to 80% of Americans may have simply inherited a slow and inefficient metabolism.
That's a pretty bold statement.
It is a bold claim.
Yeah.
Right.
And while it's true, our metabolism slows down as we age, and genetics can play a role. It's a little oversimplified.
Sure.
To say that weight loss struggles are all about metabolism.
Right.
But again, it's a really smart marketing tactic because it speaks to people's concerns.
For sure.
And then offers that simple solution.
Okay, let's talk about T-Burn itself.
Okay.
So it's positioned as this revolutionary weight loss solution that works by boosting your metabolism.
All right.
And they list a bunch of ingredients on the website.
Okay.
We've got chlorogenic acid, Camellia sinensis, chromium L-carnitine, L-theanine, and then a vitamin complex.
Hmm. That's quite a list.
It is an mouthful.
Yeah.
And they kind of go into a little detail about each one.
Okay.
So, for example, they say chlorogenic acid supports metabolism and healthy insulin levels.
Hmm. Sounds pretty good.
Sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Well, on the surface, it does.
Yeah.
And some of these ingredients, like green tea extract, which is the Camellia sinensis,
okay.
have been studied for their potential benefits
okay.
when it comes to weight management.
Gotcha.
But the key word there is potential. So there is some preliminary research suggesting they might have an impact on metabolism and fat burning.
Right.
But the evidence is often very limited, and we need more robust studies to really confirm that.
So they're kind of cherry picking the science to highlight
potential,
the positive.
Yeah.
Even if it's not
the whole story.
The whole story.
Yeah.
And is this something that you see a lot with?
Absolutely. This is classic supplement marketing.
Okay.
You know, they might pull out a study here or there that shows a small effect, but they don't always provide the full context or acknowledge any limitations of the research.
Okay. So for someone listening who is genuinely interested in using plant-based supplements to maybe support their weight loss, what should they be looking for?
That's a great question.
Eyes are red flags.
So first and foremost, always be wary of products that make really big promises or claim to be a miracle cure. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
It probably is.
Right. And then you want to look for companies that are transparent about their ingredients, their sourcing, and their manufacturing processes.
So transparency is key.
Absolutely. You want to know exactly what you're putting into your body.
Right.
Ideally, you want to see evidence that the product's been independently tested for purity and potency.
Got it.
Don't just rely on testimonials or before and after photos on a website.
So we're being savvy consumers doing our homework.
Exactly.
All right, let's get back to T-Burn.
Okay.
And dig into some of the language that they use.
All right, let's see what they're saying.
I noticed they use a lot of emotionally charged language. Phrases like, you know, struggling to zip up your favorite jeans or feeling frustrated with your weight.
Yeah.
It definitely tugs at those insecurities.
It does. And that's deliberate.
Really?
That's a marketing tactic.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're trying to connect with you on an emotional level, make you feel like they understand your struggles and they have the solution.
Right.
It can be subtle, but very, very effective.
Yeah. And they also play up the convenience factor a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, simply mix.
Right.
Enjoy as normal.
Easy peasy.
They're trying to remove any barrier to entry.
Yeah.
Make it seem effortless.
Exactly. They want to make it seem like T-Burn is a seamless addition to your routine.
Right.
Not something that requires a ton of effort or change.
Totally. And for people who are, you know, busy or feeling overwhelmed by everything, mm-hmm. that can be a huge selling point.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about the money-back guarantee.
Okay.
They offer a 100% money-back guarantee.
Okay.
And they go into detail about the refund process.
Yeah.
Is that a good sign or is that just another marketing ploy?
Well, it's kind of both.
Okay.
On the one hand, a money-back guarantee does give consumers some peace of mind.
Sure.
It reduces the risk of trying something new.
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't work for you, you can get your money back.
Right.
It's also a very clever way to boost sales.
Of course.
Yeah, people are much more likely to buy something
yeah.
if they feel like they have nothing to lose.
So it's kind of a win-win.
Well, not necessarily. Huh. It's important to remember that a money-back guarantee doesn't actually mean the product is effective.
Right.
And sometimes the process of getting a refund
yeah.
can be intentionally difficult.
Oh, interesting.
To discourage people from even trying.
Wow. Okay, so that's a good point. It's easy to get kind of caught up in the marketing.
Yeah.
And overlook some of those practical details.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, they offer various package options.
Mm-hmm.
With tiered pricing.
Okay.
And, of course, they highlight the savings that you get.
Oh, yeah.
With the larger packages.
Of course.
You know, you save $888.
Gotta love a deal.
Yeah, it feels like they're really pushing those bulk purchases.
Absolutely. And offering free shipping with larger orders is another really common tactic to incentivize people to spend more. Which makes sense from a business perspective.
Yeah.
But as consumers, we need to be mindful.
Right.
Do we really need 6 months worth of a product? We haven't even tried.
Totally. It's easy to get sucked in by those deals.
It is.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about the marketing tactics, the ingredients,
huh.
the science.
Yeah.
What does this all mean for the listener?
Good question.
What are the key takeaways that they should keep in mind when it comes to T-Burn and plant-based supplements in general?
I think the biggest takeaway here is just the importance of being an informed consumer.
Yeah.
You know, don't just take marketing claims at face value.
Right.
Do your own research, look for evidence from reputable sources,
yeah.
and remember that no single product is a magic bullet.
So it's about taking a holistic approach
exactly.
to weight management.
Weight loss is a complex process.
Here.
It's influenced by so many factors.
Right.
Diet, exercise, genetics, lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
You know, plant-based supplements might play a role.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't be seen as a quick fix.
Gotcha.
Or a replacement for healthy habits.
Okay, so before someone jumps on the T-Burn bandwagon,
mm-hmm.
what are some questions that they should ask themselves?
So first I would say consider your overall health goals.
Okay.
Are you looking to lose weight, boost your metabolism,
mm-hmm.
or something else?
Mm-hmm.
And then research the ingredients in T-Burn
yeah.
and see if there's any scientific evidence
right.
to support their effectiveness for your specific goals.
So we're going beyond the marketing
yes.
and digging into the science ourselves.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to consult with a healthcare professional.
Great advice.
Yeah. They can help you assess your individual needs
sure.
and determine if T-Burn or any other supplement is right for you.
Okay.
And they can also make sure that it won't interact with any medications you're taking.
Right. It's so important to involve your doctor.
Absolutely.
These decisions.
Yeah.
Now, I love how T-Burn emphasizes using natural ingredients.
I do, too. It aligns with a lot of people's desire for a more holistic approach to health.
It does. And there's growing interest in the potential benefits of these plant-based compounds
sure.
for weight management and overall well-being.
But are there any potential downsides
yeah.
to using plant-based supplements, things yeah. people should be aware of?
So even natural ingredients can have side effects.
Okay.
Or interact with certain medications.
Gotcha.
Dosage is also really important.
Yeah.
Just because something is natural doesn't mm-hmm. mean more is always better.
Right.
And it's also important to remember that supplements aren't regulated in the same way as pharmaceuticals.
Interesting.
So the quality and potency can vary widely between brands.
Okay, so doing your due diligence.
Yes.
And choosing reputable brands is key.
It is. And don't forget about lifestyle factors.
Right.
T-Burn might be marketed as an easy solution.
Yeah.
but it's not a substitute for a healthy diet and regular exercise.
Right. Those are still the cornerstones of sustainable weight management.
Exactly.
Okay. As we wrap up this deep dive into T-Burn, what's the one thing you want listeners to take away?
Yeah.
What's that final thought-provoking nugget?
That's a good one. I think it really comes down to this idea that, you know, it's tempting to look for shortcuts.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something as challenging as weight loss.
Right.
But ultimately, achieving and maintaining a healthy weight really boils down to making those sustainable lifestyle choices. T-Burn might be a piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
But it's not the whole picture.
So it's about empowering yourself with knowledge.
Yeah.
Making informed decisions, and then just finding what works best for you.
Exactly. And remember, your health journey is unique.
Right.
What works for one person might not work for another.
For sure.
Always consult with a healthcare professional.
Great advice.
Before making any significant changes to your diet or lifestyle.
Great advice. It's been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
Into the world of T-Burn plant-based supplements and the importance of making informed decisions about our health.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
My pleasure.
And until next time, keep diving deep.
It's a good question. I think the biggest thing is just remember there's no magic bullet.
Yeah.
You know, a healthy lifestyle is really the foundation of long-term weight management.
It's about the whole picture.
It is. And, you know, T-Burn might help, but it's not going to do all the work for you.
Right. And so much of this comes back to personal responsibility.
Absolutely.
And being informed and making those choices for yourself.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Awesome. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into T-Burn, plant-based supplements, and just the importance of taking control of your health.
It really has.
Thanks for being here with us today.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
And until next time, keep diving deep.